Yeah, Coach. How do you prepare for a kid like Tariq Hill's breaking Gale Sayers' records?
Yeah, I heard he broke the record. He's a very talented player. Some of our coaches knew him back when he was in college. You know, I guess he was used as a running back in those days. And he's a very much of a weapon for those guys. They do a lot of things with him. You know, they use him on jet sweeps and not only does he have outstanding speed to go down vertical, he's really good on short intermediate routes where he's able to turn it up and make people miss with his punt return skills. So he will be quite a challenge for us. And right now, last week, he had a very productive day. And I believe he might have the second most receptions on their football team right now. So he's quite a weapon.
Tight end package. They open with three, but I mean they got one that's really good. Kelsey's doing
a great job. I think the quarterback feels very comfortable with him. They put him in different positions. They'll flex him out at a single receiver side. They'll put him in a normal tight end spot. They put him in the number two, so he's all over the place. But he's doing a great job. He's very athletic. He's a big man that has. I think he has outstanding hands. He catches a lot for a big man. He does have really good shake ability. At times, he reminds me of Antonio Gates when Gates was younger, where, you know, like he'll set you up and beat you on a different move, okay? And he's, like I said, he's doing a great job with catching the ball and also running after the catch. He's quite a load to bring down, and that's the number one weapon that they've had at the tight end position. I think he has the most catches, so the quarterback feels very comfortable with him.
And the running backs, Wes has got the yards, but Wes played 33 snaps last week. You got to get ready for both of them.
Yeah, both those guys, they're a little bit different style runners, okay? And in terms of Ware is a really, really good inside runner. For him being the backup guy to start there, and now he's starting, I mean, I've been really impressed with him. What makes him good is, you know, when you look at his 40-time speed, it doesn't, you know, it's nothing to brag about. But what he does, he's able to drop his pads, lower his pads. He's got a very strong lower body, so he can, you know, move the pile when he has to. So like I said, he's really effective as an inside runner. He's very hard to bring down, so we've got to do a great job of tackling him. When you watch the film over and over, there's a lot of missed tackles on him. And the other kid, West, is a little bit quicker, you know, a little bit quicker 40 time, a little bit quicker in and out of the hole, a little bit more of a burst, where he's used a little bit more on third down than Ware is. But they're both will be a challenge for us.
Quarterback Alex Smith, how does he pull all that together?
Alex is a veteran, very smart veteran quarterback. You know, I believe this is his 11th year in the league. He does a really good job of managing that West Coast offense. What it is, it's a very quick, short passing game. So where he's able to get the ball out of his hands very quickly, does a really good job there. And not only can he move the change with that, okay, also he's an athlete where he can beat you with his feet. Now, if you look at his yardage from a year ago, I believe I had him about 498 yards running the ball compared to 56 this year. Now, you know, I think part of that could have been due to his injury that he had earlier, but he has the ability to beat you with his feet and beat you with his arm. Well, I think what's happening is, anytime you have a player from year one to year two, it doesn't matter if it's Vic, usually they make very big jumps. You hope they do, okay? And we drafted him, like I said, in the first round. We saw a lot of potential out of him, and I'm really pleased that he's having a lot of success right now, you know? Every day he tries to get better. His work ethic on the practice field is much better than it was a year ago. I'm not saying a year ago it was bad, but he's learned what to work for and how to work and understands how to study a little bit better. I think also, you hear about Freeney coming in. I love him in the building because he is a true pro. He knows how to study at that position and his work ethic in the classroom. And I think he's had a big influence also on Vic. Like I said, it just can't be one guy. There has to be other guys that are working to create mismatches. And so I think the rest of the guys have done a really good job of being able to create some one-on-one situations where Vic was able to win or someone else was able to win. And also hand-in-hand, our coverage has to relate to that too. So that goes to the full defensive team. And right now we're better in that particular area, but there's a lot of areas that we've got to get a lot better at.
Another second-year player, Jalen Collins, he hasn't played too much this season, but what growth, what maturity have you seen from him, especially with Trufant's absence?
Well, with him, first of all, talk about his, you know, he's got all the size and the length and the speed that we look for. That's why we drafted him, too. And what I like about it, he's a very mature man. The game's not too big for him, okay? So, and sometimes at that position, at the corner position, you cannot have very sensitive personalities. If a guy gets beat or something, he can't recover from it. I've been in a lot of teams that sometimes there might be a guy like that. He gets beat and he can't come back from it. Where he is, has that kind of personality. When you visit with him, you can see it. You know what I mean? He's got confidence. He's got a little swagger to him, you know, and what happens with that, I think he's done a really good job. If you go back in the Tampa Bay game where he made some nice plays in the Tampa Bay game, and then also last week, you know, he got beat on one route, but he came back on a fourth down and seven and made that nice stop when we put him in man coverage. That was huge. That put our offense started, I believe it was on the 40-yard line, you know, so on that fourth and seven play. So overall, really pleased with him, but just like everybody else, we got to continue to grow and get better.
Devondre said that if he's matched up with Travis Kelce that he can't bite on his head fakes and his upper body movement. If they are matched up, how do you feel like Devondre fares against
Kelce? Well, anytime you have he's a really good tight end, okay? He, you know, he has the numbers, too. He's got his own TV show or something, Hollywood guy, you know, The Bachelor or whatever you call it. But the thing is, he does have really good shake ability. He can set you up with his head and his body, you know, and so that's just watching film and also getting the proper looks and practice to prepare for it. So, but also what I do is I like the matchup because, you know, Campbell's a big guy just like him. And so sometimes, you know, people think you need to put a secondary guy on a big tight end like that that's really good receiver, but sometimes they can maneuver him with their body. This way, you know, Campbell's the same size as him. I'm excited to watch the matchup, to tell you the truth.
You mentioned Freeney and the work that he does inside the practice facility in terms of, like, being able to help teach guys. Can you talk about what it's like for you to have a guy you can rely on to kind of break things down for younger players?
Well, I tell you what he is anytime you find a real pro like that, those are really good guys to be around. And what I mean by that, I've enjoyed him because the way that the game means so much to him. Okay. And he always comes up and says, hey, you know, hey, this and this and this and that, you know, or like last week, you know, hey, I practice against this guy, coach, and let's do this, you know, those kind of things. And you got to listen to him. All our coaches do. And the thing is, to me, it's that just as what I'm most pleased about him is the way he studies the game. And then that way it carries over to the other people. Like when you have a bunch of guys that come in, the best thing to do with a veteran guy like that to show them how to do it. Rather than a coach doing it, it's much more powerful when players take it over. And that's on any football team. And so that's, to me, the greatest thing that he's brought to here is in that room, in the D-line room, in terms of his work ethic and how he studies protections and players and what games to run, why and where, and things like that. I think it's very helpful.
The way that you guys have been treating him, he's got fresh legs at this point in the season, especially now at a time you really need him. Can you talk about just the impact that you expect from him now, needing him even more?
You're talking about who now?
Freeney,
yeah. Well, Freeney, what we do is he's, like I said, he's been playing for a long time, and he's had a lot of, you know, nicks and crannies over the years, and we do rest him in certain parts, and then we play him, we start practicing him at the latter part of the week to keep him fresh, and we've done that. Coach Quinn and I did that back in the day with Gary Plummer at the San Francisco 49ers, which was a linebacker. He didn't practice Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday. He practiced on Friday. You know, he sat in a water jug the whole time, but lined up on Sunday and played. That's where Freeney can do. He's out there. He has a script every day. The days that he doesn't practice, he's watching and coaching on the field at his position, and he'll be fresh and ready to go, which he has every week. Matter of fact, last week I think he got a little bit nicked, and I came in at halftime from the box, and he was there, and I said, you okay? Yeah, I'll be okay, coach. He was in there getting some sort of treatment to him, and you know, but he's a pro, and he'll be ready to go.